BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians 14 verses 6 through 12. Intelligible message. My mother said to the young me, "If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all." I do not remember what I was saying that wasn't nice. Perhaps she just wanted me to stop talking and let my siblings say something for a change. I do tend to babble on. And what could a young boy say that would be of interest to a working mother with four children and one on the way? The Spirit, through Apostle Paul, says, "If you do not bring some revelation or knowledge or prophecy or word or instruction from God that is understandable, then you should stop speaking in front of the congregation." I paraphrase verse 6. You are speaking into the air. Sit down, be quiet, and let others speak who will say intelligible words. I'm paraphrasing verses 9 through 11. Perhaps a parallel exists between the young me, my working mother, and the Corinthian congregation and those who would speak before it. I have been to congregational meetings that ended with people yelling babbles, shouting against the devil, stomping their feet, and making more commotion than any other event I have personally witnessed, and in all in the name of being led by the Spirit. Their justification for the chaos conflicts with Paul parallel to organized musical pieces and an army's trumpet calls in verses 7 and 8. Also see Numbers 10, 9, and Joshua chapter 6, 4, and then also 9. As the organized and recognizable notes convey a clear tone with melody and a message, so should the proceedings in a congregation's meeting. I can apply this principle to my life. Am I conveying a clear message about Jesus and living his truth in my tone through my life? What would those I trust say? My spouse, my parents, mine are not alive, but yours might be. Children, if you have them, friends, fellow parishioners, and perhaps co-workers. What'd they say? Am I a chaos of messages, or does every aspect of my life convey a clear message? Am I like Christ, following his example as is revealed in the Gospels in every aspect and in every place I am at?
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.